Madison Public Schools back in action today, or at least some of the grades are. But this, like, for example, the freshmen in high school are back, but not the sophomores, juniors, and seniors. And in the middle schools, they have the sixth graders go back, and K through 12, they have K go
right.
first.
If you're starting a new school, exactly. today is your first day.
Right. So, you know, I don't even have many first day memories of school that were good or bad. I just kind of did it. But of course, Kitty's got some trauma.
Well, this story, someone's going to say that didn't really happen to you. That's just one of those that's one of those nightmares that we still have about being in school. We can't find our locker. We don't know the
right.
combination. We didn't study for the test, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So my first day of school at SPASH, Stevens Point Area Senior High, huge school, only 10th, 11th, and 12th grade, but more than 2,000 students.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the biggest schools in the state. And I took a bus for the first time to school because I was always pretty much walking distance before
right.
that. And I couldn't find my locker, finally found it, got my stuff, went out. My bus was already gone.
Oh, I thought you took the wrong bus to school.
No.
You were in a different school. Okay.
No.
So the bus was gone. You're stranded.
Yes. So I went into the office to ask if I could use the phone in the guidance office, I believe, or the principal's office, because I didn't have any money to use the payphone, and they said, oh, because I was just going to have my dad come get me, no
right.
big deal, and they said, oh, no, we don't want you to do that. We don't want to force him to come get you. We'll send you home on a different bus. So they're like on the little two-way with the bus, the Stevens Point bus system, the school buses.
Who'd they send you home with, Kitty?
They sent a bunch of, like, kindergartners through second graders.
That's who you rode home with?
Yes. And they had to go back where they had just came from. So they made this bus full of little kids come...
come back and get you?
Can't come get me at SPASH and then drop me off over by St. Joe's Catholic School, which is where they had picked they had just picked these kids up.
How traumatizing
from.
For the
so
children.
So the kids are like, why don't we get to go home? Why are we back here again? And meanwhile, I'm sitting like in the very front seat, you know, looking like a very large second grader. And it was just so humiliating that I just made sure I always had a dime to make a phone call because I didn't want to have them.
Now,
if I missed the bus again, I didn't want to have
right,
them send the bus of kindergartners for me.
And the reason she really didn't want them was because those kindergartners were giving her a rough time on the bus. I think that's what really happened.